He is not on Zoom. He's not signed in this time. The only Zoom participants are Carrie Tuttle.
Can you tell when they come in?
Yes, I can tell they're in the waiting room, and right now there's nobody in the waiting room waiting to be admitted.
Okay, you just let us know.
Yeah, when he is admitted, I'll let you know. I'll call it out.
Thank you. Wherever you are, I can't see you.
Paul, I'm not sure if Marianne, I can really only hear Paul. I can't hear any of the other board members. So if you could help Paul just relay if someone's speaking to me, that would be helpful.
Yeah, you may need to speak up because you're a fair distance away from the mic. So.
Okay, how much louder do you want me to be?
Oh, that's perfect, Marianne. I can hear you now.
Okay, well, welcome. Thank you for coming. I just got that paperwork tonight from Diane Collette, and I just gave everybody a copy of it. There's two pieces here. I just got this tonight. So is that what we're going to be going over, or do you have other things before that?
No, that's really it. I just came to, help the board kind of walk through this because Joe had a conflict and he couldn't be here tonight. And so the two pieces of paper, one is the resolution to set the hearing, the public hearing, and the other is a memo that just documents the steps to take for the notices and whatnot.
Okay. Hey, here's Paul. Process. So he's given us, so do we have to adopt this resolution tonight? Do we have to adopt this resolution tonight, or is this something just to give us reading for the future?
I'm wondering if
if you want to set the hearing for your next board meeting, which would be November 19th, I believe, and that's cited in the resolution, then you need to adopt this resolution. So the resolution has to be adopted by the board to actually set the public hearing. So if you want to set the public hearing tonight, you would need to approve this resolution.
So if we want to do it for November 19th, we have to adopt it tonight.
Correct.
Yes.
Or you would have to set a special board meeting, Marianne. You'd have to, schedule a separate special board meeting to do that if you didn't want to take action tonight.
May I know my question?
Where are we going to hold it?
There you go.
Thank you. It's covered in here. That's why I'm saying I'm pointing to this one. We've got to talk about that in a minute, but we've got to first decide, are we okay with setting the public hearing the half hour prior to our board meeting?
You're not going to do it in a half hour before our board meeting.
That's what I'm wondering. Do we need to
You're going to have to pick all different nights of that one.
So we're going to have to pick a different night. So, Carrie, can we do it like, say, the week prior, the Thursday prior to our board meeting? Do we have enough time to do it then?
I believe you do. Let me just go back and find the email from Joe where he broke out the timelines for the publication, okay? I think it's 10, like it can't be less than 10 days or more than 30. So if you moved it up a week, that would be fine. That would be within that time frame.
Yeah, it's at least 10 days. And then, yeah, okay. So do you want to do it the week before? Or should you do it?
I'd like to know where you're going to, we have to figure out what you're going to do with a lot of people. That's going to be the issue.
Do we want to do it that night? The longer we wait, the longer the vote is put off. The following week, I think it's the week of Thanksgiving, I think.
I guess I believe so. It's the 26th.
Is that, yeah, so it would be Thanksgiving.
Could we do it an hour before on the 19th?
I don't know if it's going to be enough time because when we had the last one, the fire department was full and there were a lot of people with a lot of questions that had to be addressed, not only by us, but by the engineer as well as the water guy. Was there, I think it was there.
Now, Mary, one thing, if you do, you know, like we had confirmed the 19th was available for everybody, and we do want to make sure that, Joe Russell and the engineers are available. So if you do pick another date, you know, I won't know right now if they have a conflict for, you know, for that night other than the 19th.
You gotta have those guys here. They gotta be
giving
answer questions.
I will check
the
phone.
It's gonna take a while.
Well, there you are. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know where you're
going.
I don't know where you're gonna hold the crowd. That's the problem. Firehouse is closed to the public, so that's out.
So you can Zoom in person. There are people that can't do Zoom. Those people can be here. Those people that can do Zoom, do Zoom.
But this room might not be big enough for the people that can be here.
Hello.
Highway garage.
Gary is in the session now.
Hi, Gary. Welcome.
Hello. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We all run into technical difficulties. Is the school district open?
Yes.
Can we possibly use their building for this public hearing? Because we can't use the fire department, right? At all?
Yeah. The capacity of this room, I figured out at one time, is like 50. If you had chairs set in the whole room and
here.
6 feet apart.
Yeah, we built that firehouse last time.
Yeah, so you need more than that, obviously. You'd need to extend it to
Zoom.
Some
of them will be doing Zoom versus coming. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
And that's the most important part, is where you're going to have it, what dates are everybody's available.
Gary, I'm going to have to get back to you to find out what a date that we're going to be available. I'm going to call the school district tomorrow to see if it's possible to use their building, number one, and if so, when can we do it? And then you line up some dates that those guys are going to be available because they have to be here.
Okay, sure.
The
yep, that's fine. Okay. And then really just adopting the resolution to set the hearing is, you know, no big deal. We could do that work to find the venue and confirm the date that will work with everybody in the time, and then you could just adopt that resolution at a future meeting.
Okay, well, what I was thinking of doing, because we're doing workshops every Thursday, if we have at least three people here for the workshop next week and we have some firm dates, we could adopt it that night.
And yep, that would work.
Okay, I need to check with the school. And then you let me know if the guys are not available on any of those Thursdays or coming up other than Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. And we'll try to set a date. And then we'll adopt it next Thursday at our budget workshop / meeting.
Okay, but for the potential meeting dates, you're thinking it would be a Thursday evening?
Is everybody okay with a Thursday or do you care?
Thursdays
are way off.
If you
can
find
somebody that's
gonna hold it.
Okay, let me
gonna hold it.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday could be a Wednesday.
Let me see what days nights would be available at the school. I'll get back to you. It doesn't have to be a Thursday.
Okay, sure. Let us know what's free and then we'll make sure everybody's available on our end.
All right, as soon as I get some information tomorrow, I'll get back to you, Carrie. So then when we get together next week, hopefully, we can adopt just this resolution. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's the only action the board would need to take next. We'll just, we'll need to update it, Marianne, for the new date and whatever the location is for the meeting.
Right. But other than that, this stands the way it is, right? It's just the date and the place that would change.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. You know, as soon as I get a hold of the school district, hopefully tomorrow, if they will allow us to use the building and when.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to share with us regarding the project? Anything new?
Nope. No other updates on my end.
Okay. Anybody okay? You got any questions for Carrie? Anybody? You do have a question? Okay, thanks, Carrie, for tuning in.
All right, you guys have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I should note that Attorney Robert Gannon is joining the session as well.
Okay, good. Okay. I gotta call the school. So you guys are okay, doesn't matter what night. Yes? Whatever's
available. Let's see what we got available, I guess. Tuesdays are usually better. Well, right here, but.
Okay. All right, so we'll go on to approve the budget. I just gave you all the modifications / transfers. So here, you don't have it, it's in your mailbox for what we need to move regarding the abstract. Getting toward the end of the year, some of the accounts are getting low, but we have to move money around. I had to do for town clerk, I had to do for highway, I had to do for the general journal, as you can see on here, and for the new accounts that we decided to set up in the public health for paid and for the materials, we moved some money from contingency in there. So that's the first one. We went from contingency to those new accounts. The second one is we moved the balance of sales tax that we've received. In January or February, we received the fourth quarter, so we're always behind on this. Then in March, April, we received the first. June, July, we received the second. We just received the third. We won't get the fourth one for this year again until January. Unfortunately, because Corona delaying everything, i.e. the work that the highway department had to do, finding out if we were going to get chips, and what we have not received their check, so we've been helping him fund what it is he's been doing, and he's been doing a lot of loan work. I mean, he'll cover that in a minute. So we're going to give them the balance of the sales tax that we've received. So far this year, we've received quite a bit, and all of that, Sam and I have put in the DB account. Our taxes can only go in B because it's for town outside the village, because the village gets its own sales tax. So it's either got to go in B or DB, not A or DA. So we normally put some of it in B, and this last one we put $23,315.78 of what we got in B. Well, we found out, as you'll see in a minute, that one of the accounts was in the red. So we moved the balance, that whole $23,000 is what I'm looking to do. $23,315.78, move it over from our B to DB, as you can see under the general journal B and general journal DB funds that I've listed on the sheet of paper. That means that all the sales tax that we've collected this year has gone into DB to help him with doing what he does. So we're going to move that. The second one, the third one down is the town clerk. She bought a few things. So I had to move from her equipment line to her contractual lines, which is the 0.2 is equipment, 0.4 is all contractual. So that's her stuff. The next one down is the highway park departments, DB and DA. We're still using both. We don't switch completely to DA until November 1st. So payroll, insurance, all the other things that affect the employees right now are still coming out of DB, and we're a little short. So with the abstract that we put together, we needed to transfer monies from the 0.4, it's still DB, to the 0.2, and then the other one was the 0.8 to the 0.8, 5.6 and 5.0. That was my mistake. It's $20 short for the insurance, so I needed to move that. The other one is the town outside of village is DA, again, I'm sorry, townwide DA, same thing. We're moving from the contractual four to the point twos where he needed to have monies in order to pay the abstracts that you're going to be approving, the vouchers you're going to be approving tonight. So those are the transfers. I know Gary doesn't like a lot of transfers, but unfortunately, we have to move the money to the correct accounts in order to be able to pay the vouchers. So Kelly, you got a copy of that? I get you? Yes, okay. So I need a motion. Unless you have any questions, I need a motion to approve the budget modification slash transfers.
So,
I need a second.
Second.
Any questions, Jim?
The question I have is that you use the sales tax money to fund it now, waiting for the CHIPS money to come in. Mm-hmm. So if the CHIPS money come in, where do you put the sales tax money back?
And I have to, I'll leave it there for this year. We're not hurting in B. B is a stable fund, I should say. So we're not hurting in there, but because his DB is, the only money I can move in there is from B. And the only money I have extra in B is sales tax. So we're just going to put it all in there for this year. Once he gets his CHIPS money in, he'll be in better shape, but we're hoping it comes in December, but wait and see. Corona screwed everything up, as you know. It applied to the highway department as well as everybody else. Those guys waited to do what they had to do, and they've done a hell of a lot of work on the roads this year with the anticipation that CHIPS is going to come through. And we're keeping our fingers crossed that it is. He believes it is, but I'll believe it when I get the check. So B is okay. We're not worried about B, but we just had to move the money in there so he has money to make it through. At least this month, like I said, next month, November, we start doing all DA. Any other questions? Jen?
No,
that's it. Okay. I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horney?
Yes.
Supervisor Cook?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, so we need a motion to approve general fund townwide vouchers 208-229 at $10,216.62. I'm assuming you guys have seen the bills, the vouchers. Yes?
So moved.
Need a second?
Second. Go ahead.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Mrs. Jordan?
Yes.
Mrs. John?
Yes.
Mrs. Wood?
Yes.
Mrs. Horning?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I need a motion to approve Fund B, General Fund Town Outside of Village, vouchers 230 and 231 at $57.12. I need a second.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Geez, Gary, I can't see it. It's just your name. Have you got a picture in there?
Let me see. What do I got to get a two here?
There you go. Whoops, we lost you.
Can you see me now?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, I need a motion to approve the H Capital Project Water Fund vouchers 232 and 230, $1,093.08.
Motion.
Yeah, I need a second.
Second.
Any questions?
No. Yes.
Yes. Hey, Paul, where'd the volume go? It's quiet.
Councilor Horning.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
What do we have left in there?
In H? Yeah, they asked me that, didn't they? Let me see if I can find it. Oh, it's in the other part. Can you wait till we get to the other
part? Yeah, they have a lot.
I think it's like we started out with 90, and I think we've only used like 37,000 ballpark.
Hey, Gary, was at the budget workshop.
Did you?
He would say a member at the budget workshop would make 30, yeah.
Yeah, that was too odd.
Hey, Paul. Yeah. The volume was pretty good just a minute ago, but now it's quieted right down. Do you know why?
I didn't make any changes, so I don't know what it would change.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll check the setting and see if we can adjust that.
Townwide, vouchers 186 through 196 at $25,245.55. I need a motion.
Roll
call. I need a second.
Okay.
Roll call. Any questions? Roll call vote.
Jordan?
Yes.
Wood? Yes. Horney? Yes. I'm sorry.
No.
It's only been 3 years, but that's okay. That's all right. E, that was okay. I need a motion to approve DB Highway Fund, Town Side of Village, vouchers 197. In the amount of $28,938.06.
I'll move.
I need a second.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Councilor Jones.
Yes.
Councilor Jones.
Yes.
Councilor Horney.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Carl came to us a number the other night there at the workshop, and we signed the paperwork. So now we need to approve that resolution authorizing the town of Parrish Port to apply for a JCAP grant in 2021. Grant cycle up to $30,000.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Now they're going to find it here. I got it here somewhere. There it is. Okay. I got a motion and a second. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions on it?
No.
Okay. Roll please.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Brown?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yep.
Councilor Horney?
Yes.
Yes. We've already signed it, so we should be okay with that.
You just have to get it in there.
Yeah, that's him. Because we already signed it. So
he's that's what he was doing.
Take care of that. I'm sorry?
That's what he was going to do.
Yeah. Okay. Is Matt Johnson on by any chance?
No, he is not.
Paul Gage?
Nope. There is Paul Gage.
Okay. I'm not sure. We had the last meeting that set up the public hearing for half hour before this meeting, and then we had to pull up for some reason, but I don't remember.
It was Matt had to give us the update.
Okay, so are we waiting for, is that the
book? Matt had gotten you the updates prior to the last month's meeting, but you hadn't had a session yet with Matt to review all the updates right, that he did, and the time frames were too tight in terms of you being comfortable with those changes and then sending it to the county to have them do their review right, and get it back to you before you held your hearing. So yeah, there are just some timeline things that were a little bit too tight to get it before tonight's meeting. So at one of our previous meetings, I think it was at the end of September, you had decided that we were going to schedule another session with Matt after Election Day, after you passed the budget and right, passed Election Day, and you were going to set up a session with Matt where he could come down or via Zoom, however you wanted to do it, to review the revisions he'd made to the updates to make sure they were consistent with what you could support.
We have to notify those completed.
Exactly, yeah. You don't want to go to all the time and effort of notifying everybody and sending out all those that paperwork if you're not in final form. So,
right, so
it's smart to have that done first.
So the hold up is we've got to set a workshop to meet with Matt.
That's probably the next step.
And okay, yeah. So
do that in a November meeting because that's when. Right, but we'll talk about it in a November meeting.
Oh, add-on meeting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you want to, is that okay with everybody? Can
yeah.
He's going to do me a favor. If you sent me the updates,
mm-hmm. He did. It was just before last town board meeting.
Will you ask him to send it to me again?
Yes.
And then I will get a copy to everybody, and then we'll have it.
Yeah.
Because if I had it, I have no one.
Yeah, I can just have him send it out to everybody all over again.
If you would.
Sure.
And tell him that we'll put him on the agenda for the November
19th. Yeah.
Okay.
But we probably should do a workshop on that one.
Well,
we don't want to do that at a meeting.
That's, you know, depending on how long you think it's going to go through. I mean, that first meeting, it took a while to go through everything, and the changes won't be
as. After the budget stuff, so whether after the election stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a meeting on the 12th, which would be the week before your town board meeting.
We still have budget then.
On the 12th? Well, you could conceivably, but, you know.
We have to have the.
You have to have the hearing about this.
Yes.
We can meet with him, like, we can meet with him, like, the Thursday after our board meeting or something.
That'd be Thanksgiving. But it could be the first Thursday in December, as far as that goes. Because again, keep in mind, you passed the moratorium, so you're a little bit out from under the gun.
Right.
You bought yourself some time by passing the moratorium to be able to consider things in a.
Right.
At your own pace, rather than feeling like you got to rush. So, I mean, December would work as well if you wanted to do it in December at the.
That would probably be better.
The first Thursday in December.
Better to have the workshop to make.
That sounds good.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gary, you want to hear that?
Gary agrees.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep.
Here we go. Is this going to be on a Thursday? Oops, wrong one. I wonder. December. December 3rd is the first Thursday. It's the Thursday after Thanksgiving. Or the 10th. 17th is our meeting.
Say the time.
Okay, wait. If we have the workshop on the 10th,
mm-hmm.
How much time do we have to advertise for the public hearing?
10 days.
Say it again.
10 days. We have to notify all the adjoining towns. We have to get it to the county. So there's.
Yeah.
So you.
And you got to give the county some time to review it before they send it back to you. They have up to. Is it December or January?
No, it's December.
December. Okay, well then you go off there. You wouldn't want to do it on the 10th. You'd want to do it on the 3rd.
So the 3rd, but will it, if we do it on the 3rd, would it give us enough time to do what she's talking about?
No,
you couldn't. Put it on the 17th?
No.
No. So we'd have to put it on the January agenda.
Yes.
We've only got 6 months on this moratorium.
Yeah. I understand, yeah.
Why is it kind of going down for you for building?
So do you want to do the 3rd as a workshop?
Yeah.
And then we'll schedule from there for the public hearing. Right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so change that. I'm not putting them on the meeting. We're going to do the 12-3 as a workshop.
Yeah, I'll check with Matt and Tree's available.
So we still have the November 19th?
Right, he's not going to be on the agenda for the 19th, no.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
Okay, so we got him down for December 3rd if he's available. We could do a Zoom. Well, I think if we can still do Zooms, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the thing about Zoom is you all could meet in person and have Matt Zoom into the meeting. The thing about Zoom is that this has to do with you as people calling and conducting the meeting being in person or remote. You could always have a meeting like now where everybody is here and anybody who you want to have join you in the session can join remotely. That's not a restriction keeping you from allowing remote participants in the meeting. It's just that you as a town board under the governor's executive order have the ability, as Gary's taking advantage of tonight, to not be here in person at the meeting.
How long did that go on for?
Well, right now it was just extended through November 3rd, and he's been doing it month by month, but I think it's going to be going on for a while unless this whole situation resolves unexpectedly quickly. I expect they'll probably keep on doing it from month to month for a while.
But I just assume that it would be easier for Matt.
Yeah, it would be, because, you know, he wouldn't have to drive down from Watertown. He's happy to do that, but, you know, if it works as well for you, then it's more convenient for him.
Things are getting worse now anyhow instead of better.
Whoa! Say it ain't so.
Set up for 6:30. If he's available, 6:30 on the 3rd. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. I'll let them know, and I'll confirm as soon as possible.
So should, do we have to set it tonight or wait to hear from him?
There you go. Contingent. Yes, contingent on Matt's availability. Yeah.
So I need a motion to set a workshop on December 3rd at 6:30, contingent on Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, and I should be able to confirm that either tomorrow or Monday.
There's only law.
I'll move.
Okay, and I got a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, so I take care of that. Working on the budget, I'm not sure where we stand when it comes to the tax cap, but in order to apply for it, we have to set a public hearing. Will we need it? I don't know yet, guys. I'm sorry. This is not my forte, and I'm doing it.
We should know by next Thursday.
But if we decide to set a public hearing for it so that we can do it if we need it. If we don't need it, we won't do it. But I can't file for it until we get permission.
Yeah.
So are you comfortable doing that? Setting a date for the public hearing for a tax cap override?
You've got to pass a local law.
Yeah, it's got to be a local law.
Okay.
You do it via local law.
I didn't write that down, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's what you need to do. And then you pass local laws like that in the past, so it's a matter of taking the local law you passed before, and I'm sure Bob has it, and you would just put a date in it, and you'd be good to go.
Local law to override the tax cap?
What is it for sure?
1.56%.
Yeah, we're going to override it.
I think you have to do your...
Isn't there penalties for overriding the tax cap?
There are no penalties for overriding it. What overriding it does is it allows you to spend money you collect in excess of the tax cap. If you didn't, you would be unable to spend the money that you took in and that exceeded the tax cap. You'd have to put it into a reserve fund to be applied towards 2022 taxes. But there isn't a penalty for overriding that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I agree with Paul.
Okay.
Can we pass a local law tonight?
No. You have to have the local law presented to you. You have to take it to a public hearing.
Then
you can adopt it after that.
That's correct.
With all of them.
Bob, how long will it take you to put it together for us?
I'll put it together. It's the same thing every year.
Yeah.
I didn't say it wasn't, but apparently I can't do it tonight because we don't have it. So how long?
That's correct.
How long before I can get it from you?
When do you want it?
Tomorrow.
When do you want it?
Tomorrow.
How about Monday?
What did you say?
How about Monday?
Monday's fine.
Yeah.
Just a minute, if we have a for Thursday's meeting, we can do it then as long as we got a majority.
No, because you have to advertise the public hearing, and that's too close. So it would have to be at a later date. I mean, when you're scheduling your budget hearing, you could do it the same night as your budget hearing if that's far enough away.
That would be November. That's not that far away. That would be November 5th. Yeah. We have to have it to Thursday at the election. Well, next week, guys, this is the 15th. We only got 2 weeks before the election.
The only thing is, keep in mind, you only have to have this passed before you adopt the budget.
Right. But we have to have the public hearing.
Yeah, you can have the public hearing, but in terms of actually passing a budget that overrides the tax cap, you need to do this first. So you need to do this before November 20th. So right. you've got breathing room. It doesn't have to be tomorrow or Monday.
So we could have it November 5th.
Right. You have November 5th, you wanted to. Yeah.
Okay. You'll have time to advertise? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need it. Monday will be fine because we'll probably plan on working on it November 5th, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then Paul can put it on the website.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so, all right. Supervisor's report.
Wait a minute, we got some other old business.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
You have to have a motion to hold a public hearing.
Oh. Okay, we need a motion to hold the public hearing for local law number 2 to override the tax cap. We're talking about doing it on November 5th.
All right, so move. Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Counselor Dunn.
Aye.
Counselor Jordan.
Aye.
Counselor Wood.
Aye.
Counselor Carney.
Aye.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes, do you want that at 6 or 6:30? Probably 6, because we got to do the budget at 6:30.
6.
6, is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, at 6 on the 5th. Okay, thank you.
We got other old business, Mary.
Wait a minute, so you're going to do the public hearing on budget at 6:30?
Yes. So I don't think we have a choice for that. I think.
Right, so do you want this motion to cover all that?
Yes.
Can I do that or make
another
motion?
Yeah, I'll do it different, but I'll do it separate for the same.
So the motion that you made was to cover local law number 2 for a public hearing on November 5th at 6 o'clock regarding the tax cap.
And immediately following
the public hearing for the budget, for the 2021 budget. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to adopt the budget that night?
Maybe. It's a public hearing.
Right. But then if you're going to adopt the budget, then you have to have a special meeting immediately following.
I can't say it. If people come start talking to us about stuff, we may want to change things. I have no idea.
You to be on the safe side, you might want to schedule a special meeting. Ms. Kelly's bringing up the possibility. If you decide not to use it, then you adjourn the meeting and you go home. But if you decide you do need to do it because you need to discuss aspects further, you've got it available to you.
The same night?
Yeah.
Don't take long.
No.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, immediate following is the public hearing for the budget.
Yeah.
And then immediately following that is the special meeting to consider adoption of the budget. Yes?
Yeah, if we need it, yeah.
Consideration of either adopting or amending.
Yeah, because you might want to discuss amending it further at that point. Yeah.
Okay, however you said it. I need a motion in a second.
No move. I'll second it.
Right. Roll call vote.
Yeah, I did.
You already did
all that.
We did 2. I didn't do the 3rd one.
She just changed. She put it
on. Oh, you're adding it all in 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just keep saying immediately. We'll shoot it all in 1. It'll be separate.
Yeah.
Special meeting.
Unless anybody disagrees.
Okay. So it's 1.
Just start with 6.
Budget is 2. And then the special meeting for the budget is 3. Judas Priest. Okay. All right.
All right. I got a couple of things under old business.
They're not on the agenda, so could you hold us off until I get through the agenda?
No, we're under old business, and it falls under old business.
I don't care. I'm asking you to hold it off until we get through the agenda.
That's the way we always did it. It falls under old business. We brought it up.
Does it matter if I say no, Doug? No. Go ahead, Doug.
What's the rest of the board want to do?
Do what you always do.
What's the rest of the board want to do?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, it is old business, right? Isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
Is that the way it works? Do you talk about old business under old business? Or do you wait for new business? Or
we used to at one time wait to bring things up that are not on the agenda at the end of the meeting.
Not in my time.
That's not what they want to do, Gary.
It's
so
under old business, we brought up under old business.
Oh, what does the board want to do?
You got to bring it up as old business.
That's 1. Richard?
It's old business.
Gary?
Old business?
Old business.
Old.
Old business.
Not older.
I'm sorry.
Not older, old business.
Well, I don't have it on the agenda, so he's just bringing this up from the floor. Go for it, Doug.
We got to reappoint Jack to the bar. Talked about it last month, and we got to start it back on October 1st.
Yeah, but I asked that we hold it up until I got some information.
And we did get some information.
And I got information. I got clarification from...
We will be covering that in an executive because it's personnel.
Why?
It's personnel. Well, we consider. I'm not saying you can't vote on it. I'm just saying asking you to put it off till after exec. Is that okay?
I don't see why it's exec, but...
It's personnel.
I just have a question, if I could. Why is it some people we just go ahead and reappoint, and then other people it's executive session? I guess I don't understand.
Because some of them you notify and others you don't. So
why?
I don't know why you do what you do. If you're going to notify people that their seat is up, then it should be everybody across the board.
But he applied.
If you're not going to notify him, then that's everybody across the board.
I agree with that because I'd also know somebody that was not notified at the end of their term and somebody else was appointed in their position. So, yes, it's got to be fair across the board. And if people don't get notification, then they should not be appointing new people to take their place.
I agree, but it hasn't been that way, Gary. But anyways, so are you okay with waiting for that? What'd you say?
Whatever. Okay. Whatever the board wants to do. I just know that.
I have a part of old business I'd like to bring up.
He put it in on time last month. That's
I got it today in the meeting last month. So, yes, no problem.
The other thing I got to bring up, I'd like to bring up and see what the board wants to do. What do you guys want to do about hiring an auditor that John brought up last month? He had a month to look it over. I think we should move forward with it.
The auditor or
auditor?
That we were going to do. He was one of them, and there's another gentleman, and I wanted the other gentleman was a little bit less money, but he wanted. You can do a full fledged audit is one thing. You can do a. There's two other things, and I don't have it in front of me what they're called.
All right. So why don't we bring one at a time in?
And talk them.
Yes.
We have to decide as a board whether we want a full fledged audit. Or one of those other two things, depending on what you ask for, will dictate how much the cost of it will be. Have that here with me. I don't have that with me, and I can't remember what they're called.
I think you should have a full question. I do too. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah, but how many are you going to do?
Well, that's what the guy that John, the guy that you gave was. That's what it was, right? Full fledged.
They'll give you three prices, and I've got three prices for you, depending on what you're looking for. Who are you asking to have audited? What department?
All of them.
All of them? Everybody. So that would be courts, that would be clerk, that would be tax collector,
right.
That would be
me. Yeah. He goes right down. He can do other accounts, so I would prefer to go with that.
Okay, so you want a full-fledged audit. Okay.
Yeah, I think if down the road, we're going to be voting on whether or not to get local law to go for a comptroller, we need to start out with a fresh slate with a full-fledged audit on all of them.
Okay.
So they have something to go by also when if we do go down the road and get a comptroller for 2021.
What do you
say? Well, you also work on your budget for next year, so we get them in, put that in the budget.
It's going to go into next year because he's never going to get it done before this year's over.
Right.
Well, Corona put in the crunch when we got the two originally, and then they put one. He's one of the two. So I want to get the whole of that. I want to see what the other number was for the other guy as well. We'll get the info. I can bring that to the workshop next week if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Consider it.
We got to move on something with this.
We can make a motion to do it. Something to decide.
We can't make a motion until we know if the person is going to be available. We're going to do it.
We could make a motion to...
To decide who we're going to use.
Right. Yeah. But we got to find out when they would be available, too.
Right.
So, can you wait till next Thursday's meeting workshop and I'll bring that info that I have?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah, workshop.
Is that okay, John?
Yeah. Bring it in next week. Both papers, just another week turns into a month.
Okay.
Take a look at it. Get it going.
Okay. Gary, you said you had something to bring up?
Yeah, I wanted to inquire on the process of the counter signatures on checks. Have you and the town clerk gotten together and decided how you're going to deal with that or how you're going to handle that?
No, No, we have not.
When are you planning on doing that? Because we've passed the resolution. It's in effect.
When I find the time, now that my time is doing payroll and bookkeeping and accounting, as well as all the other administrative work that the supervisor has to do, when I find the time, I'll let you know.
Well, it's actually really not up to you to decide the time. The board passed the resolution. It was voted on. It was a passed. I think it needs to go into effect as soon as possible. So how about the board? I don't know what they'd want to think, but me as a member, I'm going to make a recommendation that got to the end of October, so November 1st, we can start the process.
When you decide to let me in the town clerk's room so that I can do the checks at the same time, I'll be more than happy to find the time.
Well, what does the board think? What's the board think? I mean, November 1st sound like a good time?
That's going to take place.
You can do it in a meeting room. You can do it at the window.
No, I think I want it. I want it in an enclosed area so nobody else can see or hear or read or anything else. There's a lot of confidential information on those things. So I want it in her office I have the time and she has the time. We'll get together.
I'm sure there's a room you can do it in, but not the office.
No, I'm not doing it. So you guys can discuss it. Look at it. I'm not wasting my time on this, guys. We're moving on with the
Marianne, let me tell you something. I've talked to the attorney already. It's your responsibility. If the board passes the resolution for counter signatures, you have to do it. You do not have a choice.
Okay, thank you.
No, it's not a smart answer. That's a fact. Or the board can press charges. You need to follow, as a fiscal financial officer, to what the board passes. We passed a resolution. You need to get with it.
Let me know when it is, and then I'll be glad to accommodate. But I am not living here 24/7, 7 days a week to get the work done for this town.
You don't have to. Just when you're ready to sign checks, you get a hold of the clerk, and you guys sign the checks.
Okay, not a problem.
The question is, what does the clerk got to do? Does she got to do anything to get her name on the checks?
She has to go to the bank. She has to get her signature down there on record. Okay, we have to notify our financial institution that no checks will be approved or honored without dual signatures. That can be done by the lawyer sending them a letter.
That's not the way it goes. So sometimes she may not be available or I may not be available to do it.
I am talking.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can she go down there and get her name on that, or she got to bring something from the board?
She goes down and puts her signature on record down there. This is all according to the lawyer to the Association of Towns, so.
Permission.
No, the board made a motion.
I know the board did, but I'm saying the supervisor.
No, we're overriding the supervisor, not following our lead.
At the bank, she's got to notify the bank.
Yes, probably. I have to notify the bank.
That's all.
The supervisor's not going to call the bank, Gary, the bottom line.
I didn't say that.
Well, according to the attorney, there's not a choice. It can be a Section 78, and the judge will say this is what you have to do. But if you got to go down that road, it's a big waste of money, waste of time. But in the bottom results, the end results, that's what it's going to be. Because all you have to do is make a resolution. We voted on it. We passed it. It's in effect. There's no other option to go here.
So starting November 1st, no bills get paid because there's two signatures on it then.
That's what we need to notify the financial institution and let them know. So.
Well, maybe our lawyer can do that then.
Anything else, Gary, you want to bring up that's not on the agenda? Old business?
Assistant for her?
No, just see what the board thought about town laws for a comptroller, but that can be discussed later.
Say that again, Gary.
I said it's what depends. Another thing she asked if there's anything else that wasn't on the agenda. I says about a comptroller and stuff, about passing a town law or having a referendum onto it to see if we can pass a town law. To hire one for next year, or at least advertise and find out.
I would think you gotta do something.
You gotta go in those steps.
Right, but that's what you just said.
Well, the end of the year is coming, and if we're gonna have things audited, then we need to start out 2021 on a fresh slate.
So what's the next step we gotta do?
We gotta pass a local law, it's gotta come up for referendum and be written up. And then once it's voted on by the people, they can vote it up or they can vote it down.
So
So we got to make a motion to do that?
Got to make a motion if we're going to take, just like we did with the, for the local law, for the, what do you call it we were talking about? It's the same thing. It's got to, we got to have a referendum wrote up by Bob Gannett.
Are you making a motion?
Huh?
Are you making a motion?
I'm making a motion to have one written up. I don't know what the rest of the board wants to do.
I'll second it.
When do we find out from Bob?
Oh, Bob, are you on?
Say what?
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're talking about a referendum for to pass a look to get a local law for comptroller for 2021. Can you make
what
that?
You do, you pass a resolution to adopt a local law to appoint a comptroller and then subject to a referendum.
Right.
To a mandatory referendum. Subject to a mandatory referendum.
So I'm making a resolution for to adopt a local law for a comptroller. Do I get a motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Hang on, she's catching up.
I'm trying to
hear. He made the motion, I seconded it. Roll call. Yes.
Councilor
Yes.
Councilor
Wood? Yes. Councilor Horning?
No.
Supervisor Poole? No. The motion passed to Bob Gannett.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Gary?
Yes. Yep.
Bob?
It's gonna, you know, Mary Ann, this is gonna help you out a lot.
It's not what you think it is, Gary. And when you find out that information, you might really be surprised what this person can do for this town and what they can't and how much it's going to cost. If it helped me, I had no problem with that. But I don't think it's going to do what
you might
believe
think
it's right. I might thank you.
Yep, might thank
God. Okay, this is the monthly supervisor's report. Usually I give you one. Gary, I'll put it in your box.
Okay, thanks.
That's about this thick.
Email it for me. It's easier.
I'm trying to think where it is. I could do it. Maybe yeah. Sign, but I could do it.
I mean, that's easier than trying to stick everything in there. Just email it for me.
Yeah. Well, it's only one page.
Right, Gary?
What's that?
She can email all this stuff to you instead of sticking it in the box.
Well, yeah, if she emails it, I can print it off on my printer.
Well, I just stick it in the box. Anyways, this is the monthly report that I'm legally responsible to give you. The one that I usually give you is the SIP Plus,
yeah.
And I didn't give you that because apparently I don't have to give you that. So if you want to look at this stuff, it's ABDADDHSW. The only one I didn't run was the fire department because that's basically the same. Once you pay it. That'll be up in that binder upstairs if you want to look at it. This is the report that I have to give you. The one I want to call your attention is down there on the DB, where it shows a minus 544.81. That's where we were in the whole DB, and that was one of the reasons why we need the sales tax for that line so that we can correct that. So as of the end of September, because we went over it, we were in the hole on this report. This runs through September. So we tonight, moving that money over, it'll be back in the green once we put it in there. So I wanted to
this is why this is handy first before you ask for the transfer, so we know what you're talking about, where it's coming from.
Oh, you want me to give you the report before I ask?
Yes, if you would please. Okay. It makes it easier for me trying to figure out if we have money in there, you just move. I don't know. Once you get this, now I know what you're talking about, why you had to move it. I think this will solve a lot of questions.
In the past, when I gave you this whole packet, John, all the questions you have regarding expenses and revenue, everything is in here.
Yeah, but you must understand what I'm trying to say. This is easier.
This was
than
in
that
there.
Whole packet trying to flip through there.
This is in there. What's in here tells you why we had to move money from what line, because there's minuses in here, because they don't have enough money, so we can make the money available in those lines to pay the bills.
So every report, other than tonight, every report that I've given you up to this point, and every account, no matter which account, which fund it was in, every account was listed in this paperwork to show you the money going out and the money going in. So any questions that you had for that, my point is, would be answered.
In other words, don't bother her.
No, read it is my point, and then you would understand it. I still think you guys need some training on this because I don't think you know how to read the report. But anyways, this is the only one that I have to use, so I have to simplify that tonight. If you're looking at the specifics, let me know, and I'll have them available in that binder upstairs. That's what that one is. The other reports, I'm not sure how you wanted to do them. I think you said to put them in, have one pile, and they're somewhere. I'm not sure where they are. I gave Kelly what I had that she didn't.
They're here.
Okay, so you have those. Okay. information items are down there, A, B, C, and D. Just a reminder of the public hearing on... I got the minutes for the public hearing on meeting September 10th, as well as the regular meeting on September 17th, as well as the special meeting on September 24th. And Kelly gave us a postage report in there as well.
Does the highway superintendent have anything to say?
I don't know how you want to do these reports. Wait a minute, before you ask, because I don't disagree. If you're going to look at them in a pile and you're going to get them the night of the meeting, how do you expect to put questions together or ask these guys to be here if they're not here and they don't know how you're going
to
do it?
You just want us to go over?
He will. I'm asking the question for the rest of the people that are not here. Do you expect them to be here by Zoom? Do you expect them to be here physically? If you're getting the report tonight, it's for them to go over the report. I don't know how you want to do it.
They can do it either way.
If they're here, they can give the report.
Person, either way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell them if they want to be here, fine. If they don't, you've got it black and white. Okay, Craig, did you want to go over anything?
No, you talked about, one thing, we did a lot of little work this year. We're still finishing up a little bit. And I was starting to transform the stuff from dump trucks to get stuff ready for the winter. Pretty much all of that is a lot of gold work this year.
Thank you. Yeah, we
appreciate it. I know you wouldn't know the oil truck actually came three times a year. Our road was so bad, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah,
you did a lot of work. There's still a lot of work to need to be done, but.
Yeah.
But we are starting to get better sand haul in. We are starting to get the sanders ready and stuff to move. So.
When you go on the office summer hours,
you're going to go on this.
November
1st. Or the first Monday in November. So. We're going to
do it actually November 9th, because it's
kind of where the payroll. The way it works. November 9th is what we're going to
do.
They come in with the sand, don't they?
Pretty cold.
Did you get your pickup back?
What's that? Did you get your pickup back?
Did I get my pickup back?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta take it back in here to get it ordered the parts for it.
Anything else, Craig?
I'm almost up.
Okay. Fire Chief, you got anything for us? It's been a long time since we've seen you. No, that's fine. I appreciate it.
Just the report schedule. Everything
else going on. I have a question. If the fire department is closed, where are we going to vote?
Yeah, contact the county board of election. It's a polling place. County's got all the state of the voting stuff, not us.
So that will be open for voting.
It'll be open for voting.
Okay. I was just
trying to take care of the CDC stuff.
Right.
Where if we have something, we would be responsible.
Right. And that's expensive.
And we would be glad to hold the public water meeting. But Word does not say open up the station. We are, we've had people request 900 for miles.
No, I understand. I just want a clarification.
It's open for election, but you have to that.
I'm a poll worker this year, but not there up in Sandy Creek.
Did you get that for your group?
Yeah, I'm up in Sandy Creek.
Okay, I'm done. Kitchen recess, a long recess. You guys want to continue with the stuff that you want to bring up?
What are we doing with Jack if you're leaving?
I'm sorry?
What are we doing with Jack if you're leaving?
Decide.
You're walking out again?
Well, she's walking out of the meeting with things we got.
Well, I hope the people in the town see this. That's your supervisor.
That's your supervisor.
That's it. Second time now she's walked out on something important.
So I'm done for tonight. I got my work done. More work to do. I'm out of here.
I like to put Jack in the spot because he's been waiting.
I make a motion to put Jack in his spot.
I second it.
Hey, hold on a second, guys. Let's get this meeting organized. There's still a quorum here, and I'm here. So, Gary, could you please repeat what you just said?
What's that?
Could you please repeat what you said?
I'm sorry, there's noise going on. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Make your motion again.
I make a motion to reappoint Jack to his position.
Starting October 1st.
Yep.
That's right. I second that.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I just want to say to the record too that they've been notified. Mike Mueller is up for the ZBA at the end of this year, and so is Bill Schreiber, and they both been notified.
So did we do the other ones?
I don't know. I just want to tell you that they have, I know Bill put a letter in. I give everybody copies of it.
Yep.
I don't remember if you liked it or not, but I can double check for you.
You want to do Bill's, Gary?
What's that?
Bill Scriver's position is up at the end of the year. Do we want to?
Why not? I mean, does anybody else? Nobody else has applied, so if we want to reappoint them.
That might be.
Going back to the minutes, you guys said you didn't want to advertise anymore. You just want to
Okay. I don't have a problem with reappointing them. Does anybody else?
I'll make the motion to put Bill Schreiber back on for another term.
I'll second it.
Roll call vote.
Jordan?
Yes.
Hunter Dunn?
Yes.
Hunter Horning?
Yes.
Hunter Wood?
Yes.
But we
don't know about Mike. Are you going to an executive session? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have anything for executive session.
Nope. We will not be going to executive session. We may want to hold that off until next week to make sure that we have this on that next week, but next month, so that we have the documentation, you know, his letter.
Yeah, that's what she's going to, we're going to hold the last one off. Bill put one in.
Yeah, that's good.
And so did Jack.
And so did Jack. So them two are done.
Is anybody else off? I'm not there. Are you off?
That's fine. I make a motion to adjourn.
We really should hear from Paul because he's here.
Paul. I'm sorry, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, I really don't have too much to report this month. This being a time of year, I'm busy with a lot of my municipalities, including parish on the budget. And beyond that, the Tug Hill Commission is still limited to 50% occupancy in their offices in Watertown. They've applied to a waiver or whatever they need to do to increase that percentage, but right now the Tug Hill staff is on full time, but only half of them are allowed in the Watertown office at any given time. Now that doesn't affect me because I work out of my home, so I'm home base for when I meet with all my communities, but for the people that have an office in the Watertown office, they're limited to 50%. And then as I mentioned earlier, the governor did extend the option to participate via Zoom meetings like this through November 3rd. I anticipate it will be renewed again after that, but he typically has been renewing it very close to the date that the old one expires. So when that is renewed, if it is renewed, I'll let you know.
Did you ever get them that sheet for other towns?
I have not made it up to the county yet to collect today. I'm not sure if they're going to let me in to do that, and I haven't called to ask them. So.
Is that one, right?
No, that's something I can pile, so.
So you have to call ahead. And make
yeah, I need to call ahead, and I need to make sure they're going to let me in when I do that. No, because like what I do is I extract that data from a stack of town budgets, literally that thick, and I come through every individual town budget to create that comparison.
Oh, you create it.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't. They don't do it. That's all work that I do.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
You may want to contact the town of Richmond because they have it on a big spreadsheet.
I've seen theirs, but it doesn't really compare very well to mine. I don't think. I mean, it's good information, but it's not the, what I've done is in terms of their comparison product. So, yeah, they do. Richmond has compiled one big the way I used to do it on one big sheet of paper, but. Right now, I think the comparison I have spans like 10 or 11 pages, so I think mine is outgrown being able to fit on one sheet of paper anymore. And the only other thing is one of these days soon, we'll probably be pulling another Salmon Rivers Council of Governments meeting together, and other than that, I think that's what I've got. Oh, I think I did mention to you that the Tug Hill Local Government Conference for 2021 has been postponed. Did I mention that?
No.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to address that because I think it came up in the Tug Hill Times as well. Right now, we can't commit to doing a local government conference at the end of March because our primary facility, Jefferson Community College, can't commit to us. So we can't commit to all the arrangements and speakers and all that without knowing we have a place to go and we've done all that. And they're just not ready to commit. So. We, at this point, have said we are postponing it from the end of March. We hope to be able to do it later on, whether it's late spring, summer, or fall, whenever the situation clears up enough with our potential host facility. And, of course, the other factor on that is we have a lot of speakers from various agencies and so on, and they've got to be able to have the clearance to be able to attend something like that, and there's still a lot of restrictions on stuff like that, I think, so. So at this point, it is not going to be at the end of March. It is officially postponed, not canceled, because we are still hoping that things will clear up enough at some point for us to be able to schedule that. We hate to miss the opportunity to do that and bring that training together. We like doing it, and the attendance has shown that the people like to go to it. So we hate to cancel it if it's avoidable, but we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be postponed for another year.
That could
they
be.
They got to come up with a vaccine.
Yeah, that could be.
Like you said, there's over 750 people go
yeah.
there, and it's not going
to
work.
The other thing is we are trying to bring training on subjects that are of interest to you via webinars and Zoom sessions and things like that. So if you Tug Hill Times, take a look at that. We're announcing things like that all the time. There are a couple sessions right now at the end of October that I think I mentioned to you at last month's meeting about their planning and zoning related topics that will help the planning board and zoning board appeals get their required training hours in for the year. And for those are hybrid sessions, kind of like these sessions where we're allowing a limited number of people to attend in person with proper separation and masks and all that, and then everybody else via Zoom. And we are requiring pre-registration for that, and what that does is it lets us issue certificates at the end if we know who's attending, and then who has attended, we can give them the certificate that they need for their municipality to document their participation. So we are doing additional workshops like that, and if you have any particular topics you'd like to see training on, we'd be happy to help however we can.
Hey, Paul, just a little off the subject, but have you heard, is there still a talk about the Little Salmon River and, you know, what they might be doing to open that up?
Yeah, I have not heard anything new on that, but that is a subject that we've been tracking. But there's nothing new on that I'm aware of. When I do, I'll make sure to pass it along to you.
All right, thank you.
The bottleneck is in the vicinity of Mexico.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is a subject that we're actively staying on top of.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really good deal for the town.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Did you have something, Bill?
I just want to ask, do you guys need two signatures on your checks?
Yes, we do.
You
need the Campfire Company.
Yes, but do you sign on the same time Kathy signs on, or do you sign on the Kathy sign on the...
For the TNA fund, it's when they come in the door, I sign them. And then obviously, because of my working schedule for full-time, part-time, I sign it. And then the next day, Kathy signs it, they get distributed.
So they don't have to sign the same thing.
Correct. Now, for the village checks, for a global meeting, I get my card from the county down, they come over here, I write the checks, sign them, Kathy signs them the next day, out, there they go.
What do you do if you were out? Do you have a backup? Yeah, what would you do for a backup?
Right now, the village is kind of SOL in that situation.
But she doesn't have a deputy mayor.
Yes, I'm not sure who it is, but there is a deputy mayor position. Who's filling it? Couldn't tell you right now. It used to be Doug Bowman. It is Deputy Murphy? Okay. So, yes, the deputy mayor in the mayor's absence would.
So if Kelly's going to be here for some reason, just say the deputy supervisor would be the next one to sign up.
Well, basically, it's whatever.
Or you could do your assistant, right?
But they don't have to be signed back at exactly the same time. That's what I'm asking.
No.
You hear that, Gary?
Yeah.
They don't have to be signed the same time, the checks.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
I also know that if Kelly wanted, or whichever, you can have a signature stamp.
Right.
Meaning that if somebody's not there,
yeah, it's got to be signed.
Yeah, we don't
want to.
I don't like the stamp. They like the signature.
Right, but I'm just saying that was told to me that that was an option also.
Right.
So, Kelly, if you were out, would you, a deputy, like Kevin, would you do it?
I think that would be up to the board. If you want
the deputy. Or deputy.
It's also got to be to the bank, so they know that
signature. Right. Who's going to sign. So what would you want to do, Gary, if Kelly was out one day, who would be her backup? The deputy supervisor or her deputy clerk?
I'd have to ask, because the only thing I was told, the only other person can sign a check is the town clerk. I can find out about that and let you know if in her absence, who else can sign. But
is Bob Grenad still on?
Yes.
You there, Bob?
Yep, right here.
Do you know the answer to that?
I do not. I can find out.
Could you do that for me? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'd like to say one thing for the record.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been, I haven't really heard nothing much from the town and everything, but I want the people to know that this movement by the board, by me and by the board, for a comptroller and for counter signatures and stuff, is not to throw wrenches in any gears, not to create any turmoil, not to piss off the supervisor so she walks out, because I'm not accusing anybody of not being able to do their job. I'm just thinking that for the benefit of the town and for the board to act on their responsibility, that is said in the comptroller's report that we were not doing as far as fiscal responsibility. These are a couple items, and it's not all of them, but it's a couple items that I've been doing some checking on that and other towns and stuff that I think is a good stepping stone. And in reality, a good comptroller will help the supervisor, okay? The only difference between a comptroller and a bookkeeper, okay, is a bookkeeper is hired and fired, by the supervisor. She works for the supervisor, period. Okay? A comptroller works for the board and for the town and for the people. Does not work for the supervisor. It's an appointed position that works for the board. So I'm thinking that kind of responsibility, not making any accusations or nothing, but a comptroller will not be afraid to tell the fiscal financial officer this is not a good idea, or this isn't working, or maybe this is a good idea. But when you're working for somebody, to walk up and tell your boss this ain't working, no, you can't be shy and you can't be worried about reprimand and stuff. You have to take and have an open mind. And to me, the only reason why we're doing this, like I said, not to stir anything up, not to belittle anybody. We didn't fire the bookkeeper. There's no talk about it, about anything. She quit on her own recognizance. It was her own choice. She could have talked to us. She could have put in 2 weeks. Actually, I told the supervisor also, she quit on you. Not on the board. She quit on you. She worked for you. It was budget time. She quit on you. So, and she agreed with me. Marianne agreed with me. So, with that being said, the only reason the comptroller stuff was brought up is so that it could be a separate, independent person looking at the budget for the benefit of the town to find out where there's leaks, where there's money can be saved, where there's finances, the balances, the transfers and stuff, so we, the board, can understand things better. And audits would go smoother, so we can do our spotted audits through the year and stuff. It was a benefit for everybody. And just the counter signature was just something that 90% of all the other towns do. A lot of people couldn't even believe that we didn't do it. And to help so that nobody can point their finger and say, hey, supervisor, you're doing this. You got the checks. You got, no, that's going to be done because there's going to be 2 signatures. So it's kind of relieving and helping some people that might not see it right now. But that's the only agenda. There's no other personal vendettas, agendas, or anything else other than to try and get a grip on the issue that's been plaguing this town for years, is the finances. You can't sit there. Yeah, it shows in a report that the comptroller says, hey, you Parrish, you're doing great. Look at how much percentages you've increased. Well, let me tell you something. If somebody was monitoring my personal credit and I stood up and said, you know what? I owe $100,000 on credit cards, but I'm going to just write it off. To hell, I don't know that no more. Take that off my credit report. I'm just not going to pay it. It's a loss. Forget it. Well, geez, my credit score would go up. But that doesn't mean I paid that $100,000. That just means I wrote it off. I disappeared. It's gone magically. Just gone. And that's what I'm trying to, $100,000, I don't know about a lot of people, but that to me, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of taxpayers' money to say, just forget about it. It's gone. We can't find it. Okay, I just have a problem with that. And I don't want to sit there 4 or 5 years down the road, say we got another 100,000. We just don't know where it went because we're back in the process of transferring funds again that got us in this problem before. So I'm just hoping that maybe a comptroller would help try to keep things balanced out. You know what I'm saying?
Although I don't know all the details, I don't want you to misrepresent the town and the town's finances in a public meeting in a way that there isn't somebody to counter that.
That's what happened.
No, we're not misrepresenting the town's finances. We got $450,000 in savings. You know what I mean? But the town has had financial problems. Okay, that's even in the comptroller's report that anybody in the town can read. So it's all in the comptroller's report that they can read it. I'm just going by what's available to the public.
Oh, I agree. And I think the 2 signatures on a check are really huge because almost all the towns do it. They can't.
Right. Right. That's the only reason. That's. I think we just need to. Everybody needs to be covered, and we need to get a grip on it. That's my personal opinion, and that's why we're going this route. It wasn't because of anybody or anybody's job or what anybody's doing. It's just, I think it's a benefit for the town. I think the people would like it. If they don't like it, they're going to have a chance to vote on it. If they don't want a comptroller, they want to go back to just a bookkeeper, then it'll be up to the people. It's just a suggestion to bring it up.
Yep.
I wanted that on the record anyhow.
Thank you, Gary.
Welcome.
Anybody else? Close the vote?
No move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry I couldn't be there. I got a procedure coming up, and I just don't want to catch even a cold before that. So.
Don't worry, a lot of supervisors washed out, so you saw that.
Later.